same deal.
Uh-huh. Okay. How would you greet a friend on December the 25th?
A Christmas gift.
Okay. If you had a very heavy suitcase that you had to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what?
Unload that suitcase.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell and it lives in water, and it can draw its four legs and its head into its shell?
A turtle or a terrapin.
Okay. Well, now, is there a difference between a turtle and a
terrapin? Yeah, eat a turtle, but you can't eat a terrapin.
Okay. Well, now, does a terrapin live on land, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, does it live on land or water?
It lives on land.
The terrapin?
And they're turtles. They're upper land turtles.
Okay.
They have a soft shell.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Your chitlins.
Okay. And what is that? Let's see, that can the insides of other things, other animals, be eaten too?
Mm-mm. There's some people say beef chop.
Uh-huh.
That's a big paunch, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't eat them.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The chest.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed thing with oars that you use on a lake?
It was a boat and thing.
Yeah.
Oars.
Uh-huh. Now, some boats have square fronts and some of them have pointed fronts.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you have different words for the different kinds of boats, or would you just call them all boats?
Well, I call them all boats.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty, what?
A string of beads.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really...
got a whooping.
Okay.
I beat him.
Okay. So, if you're talking about the other man, you'd say, one man really, what?
Beat the other one.
Okay. What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might Yeah. Or you could say he got down on his
I got down on his knee.
Okay.
On his knee.
Well, now if you're riding all the way down on his knees,
this is called the calfia leg.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you wouldn't have any special term for he got down on his
elbow.
Okay. Let's see, what are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Yeah, there's some people want you to vibe with them, but they never have nothing to vibe with you.
Yeah.
That's what's called a stingy person.
Yeah.
And I've got plenty of neighbors.
Well, now, about a person like that, you say, he's really a... what?
A stingy.
Okay.
A close.
Suppose that a person is wearing funny-looking clothes, or he sort of looks like he's half-dressed. What might you say? He really looks...
tacky.
Okay. And would that word be used for a man as well as a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You might say, she's really...
a real dress.
Okay.
She really is dressed.
And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really...
Mm-hmm.
Would you say the same thing?
Yeah.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around unusually well? You might say, he certainly...
I can't cup.
You just about said it.
I can't say it. These teeth knock me. They're too big.
Well, I'll give it a try.
Yeah. I can't. He's proud or something like that.
Okay. Would you use the word spry?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Okay. You'd say that someone who never wants to